Hey there, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and balls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and wherever else you may download your audio podcast content. I am your producer and host, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk prophet of pop culture, John Pica. Now, by night, I perform as Big Daddy Cool, the diesel punk king of swing, tower of power, Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca. Some of you have seen me on stage, some of you have seen the videos on YouTube, but during the day and from time to time, I like to come online, come on iTunes and bring to you my passions other than magic and music, and that includes diesel punk. I've been a diesel punk before diesel punk was even a term. Before I even knew what it was, I was doing it. And if you don't know what diesel punk is, if you're tuning in, you're saying, what is this thing called diesel punk? Diesel punk is a mostly visual and literary genre that celebrates the retrofuturism of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and a little bit into the 50s. Basically, retrofuturism means that diesel punk sees the future of tomorrow through yesterday's eyes. And we blend the aesthetics, the art, culture, fashion, music of the diesel era, the 20s through the 40s, with contemporary technology sensibilities to create a whole new genre. Now, if you're listening to this on iTunes, I want you to know that we're also simulcasting on our Facebook page. So you may hear me refer to some people watching. So if you're watching on Facebook, give us a thumbs up, give us a like, post a comment down below, click the like button, do it right now, and let us know that you're watching, post a comment, share this video, and that'll be awesome. Well, I am coming to you live from the Houdini Room here at the Casa de Cool. A lot of you on the podcast have heard me talk about it, but those of you watching live on the live stream, you're seeing the Houdini Room for the first time, and you can tell behind me, I got an affinity for Captain America. You can see the shield. There's a Captain America collage. I've got the Rocketeer up here, a Houdini poster over there, and the Darth Vader corner right over there. I would turn the camera around, but it's kind of itchy. So, anyway, we're going to talk diesel punk. We're going to talk diesel punk here on the podcast. Now, you may notice, for those of you listening, it's just me flying solo. We don't have Larry or Diana, Daisy, with us. And there's a reason for that. We're still working out some technical bugs. We thought we had them ironed out a week ago. And we finished recording, and I went to edit the recording and the tracks with Larry and Daisy were missing. I don't know what happened to them. When we were recording through the MP3 recorder, it dropped their tracks, and I can't recover them. So all you hear is me talking, and then dead air, then me, and that's no good. So we're going to fix that problem. We're still working on it. Now, you guys can help us with that. You can become a sponsor, become a patron at dieselpoweredpodcast.com. Click the Donate Now button. I believe we've put a Become a Patron button there, and you can contribute on a monthly basis, or you can do a one-time donation. Hey, we got a viewer there. If you're watching the live stream, give us a thumbs up, click like, click share. Let us know you're in. Let us know that you're participating. Post a question or a comment. So anyway, you can help us out with technology by helping us with some funding. You could donate at dieselpoweredpodcast.com. So we got some news about dieselpunks.org. If you haven't heard this news yet, you may be living in a cave or you may not be online very much. But about a month ago, well, a little bit more than a month ago now, because the end date was June 23rd. 2 weeks before that, Larry and I and a lot of other folks got an email from Tom Wilson, the founder of dieselpunks.org, informing us of the sad news that Diesel Punks was closing down shop. That on June 23rd, it would be the last day for Diesel Punks, and that he was shutting down the website. He had done what he set out to do by creating a community that united Diesel Punk and, you know, really pushed it forward to the mainstream, and he was going to exit and leave it up to some other folks. Well, Andrew Gearwood, Larry Amiet, my co-host, and a few other guys at Diesel Punk HQ reached out to Tom and said, hey, we want to save this. What can we do? And really, over the course of 2 weeks, there was a fundraising campaign. And at the end of the day, your co-founder of the Diesel Powered Podcast, Larry Amiet, was able to put his money where his mouth is. He stepped up to the plate and he basically bought the rights and the hosting to take over dieselpunks.org. And that's been a month ago now, and it's still going strong. A few things are changing, but for the most part, the website is going to stay the same. However, Larry is looking for some help. He's looking for some more people to be admins. He's looking for some more people to be contributors, to write articles and to create content for dieselpunks.org. And if you're one of those people, if you'd like to do that, then drop him a line, go to dieselpunks.org, send Larry a message, post a comment, let him know that you want to help out, because it's a huge undertaking to do something like that. I went through the same thing with magictalk.com back in the day. So dieselpunks.org, check it out, show Larry some love, and help him take it into the next realm. Hey, Eugene John just joined us. He's on Facebook right now, and Eugene John is the host of our monthly Swing What You Got music cast. And good to see you there, Eugene. Glad you could join us. He's going to be joining us on a more regular basis here in the studio live with me, because we had such a fun time with our collaboration at Hypericon that we're going to do more of that. And he lives here in Nashville, so he can come be part of the studio, and that'll be a lot of fun. Diesel Powered Podcast says, how do? Is that you, Larry? I'll bet you that's Larry. That's one of our admins, either Larry or Daisy. And I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy? Glad to see you. We just talked about dieselpunks.org and how that is going along, shared that news. So people need to go check that out, dieselpunks.org. It just says me. Is me Larry or is me Daisy? Because when an admin posts, it posts as the page. See, it's... Anyway, never mind. All right. You guys been watching... speaking of the Houdini room, have you guys been watching Houdini and Doyle? Now, it's not set during the Diesel era. It is actually set in 1901. Yeah, 1901. Which is... Oh, that's Eugene. Eugene is one of the admins for the Diesel Power Podcast. That's him. Oh, excellent. Anyway, so Houdini and Doyle, 1901. It's really a steampunk show. But I bring it up because I watched this first season. Unfortunately, there's not going to be a second season. The actors wanted too much money, and the producer said, well, we don't need to do another season. Which is sad, because I loved that show. The show is all about Conan Arthur Doyle and Harry Houdini teaming up to help Scotland Yard solve mysteries. And it's actually based on some true accounts. That's what I just said, Eugene. They canceled Houdini and Doyle. No second season. But it was actually based on some true accounts. They, of course, were friends in real life. But here's why I bring it up here. Because Houdini and Doyle didn't actually meet until 1920, during the Diesel era. That's when they formed their relationship. So the show is historically inaccurate. But they're younger versions of themselves. And what I really love about it is that, you know, Doyle is that seeker of the supernatural. He really wants to believe that it exists. Houdini is kind of this emerging skeptic, but he plays this really smart aleck smartass, this swarmy smartass, which is different from most interpretations of Houdini. Most people have portrayed him, you know, like the Tony Curtis, the very intense, you know, kind of character. And I guess he was on stage and on film, but this suggests that he was just, you know, a very cocky ladies' man. The story, 1901, it's before he marries his wife, Bess. And, yeah, he's Eugene John says snarky, swarmy, cocky, the whole thing. I love him. I love what they did with Harry Houdini. And I wish that they were doing a second season, but you can see it on Hulu. And you can watch the entire season. You can binge watch it. And let me know what you think. I loved it a lot. And Eugene did too. And I would love to hear your thoughts on Houdini and Doyle. Now, obviously, it's not historically accurate. It's in the wrong year, kind of the wrong era. But you know what? It's still a lot of fun. And the idea that they're helping the first female constable of Scotland Yard, it's pretty awesome. I'm going to have a sip from my tiki cup. Now, you may have noticed, I'm a little bit casual tonight. No shirt and tie. It's hot in Nashville. And I am wearing my jacket. And I am wearing the Flying Martini chapeau. So I'm not completely casual, but I had to cool off a little bit, be comfortable. And for those of you who have never watched any of my live videos for Comic Extravaganza, I always wear the chapeau. It's kind of my signature when I'm podcasting. It's my podcast apparel, if you will. All right, so Wonder Woman trailer debuted at San Diego Comic-Con. If you saw the trailer, click like right now. Give me a thumbs up. Click the heart button. Love it. Share it. Why am I mentioning Wonder Woman on the Diesel Powered podcast? Well, it's because the movie takes place during World War I, which is one of the hallmarks of the Diesel era. And so, one of the criteria of Diesel Punk, there are three. It's got to be contemporary in origin, which means that the material was created since the end of the actual historic Diesel era. 1945 for some, for people like me, 1957 and later. It's got to have the visual aesthetics of the Diesel era. It doesn't have to be set in the era. It just has to have the aesthetics. You know, the look, feel, and that's what we call decadence. So a movie like Dark City is not set in the era, but it's full of the aesthetics. And it's got to have some element of science fiction, sci-fi, fantasy. And of course, Wonder Woman, this movie, meets all of those criteria. Now, a lot of people are already kind of, I don't want to say controversial about it, but there are some men's rights groups that are already coming out against it, like they did Ghostbusters. And if you saw Ghostbusters, you know it was a really great film, and all of the critiques of it were really, invalid. But those same people are coming out against Wonder Woman and saying that it's a feminist agenda movie, and there's some truth to that in the origin of Wonder Woman. The creator, Moulton was his last name, he created the character for his wife and his wife's girlfriend. They were polyamorous, and he wanted to give them a superhero that they could relate to, so he created a strong female character that still had all of the feminine qualities and attractiveness of a woman. And so that's how Wonder Woman was born. And so in some ways, yeah, it is kind of pushing feminism a little bit. But that's not what this movie is about. This movie is about a strong, heroic woman in World War II fighting against the horrors of a world war. And the trailer is fantastic. The costumes, the visuals, it is everything that Dieselpunk really is. Contemporary in origin, the aesthetics of the era, and it's got sci-fi and fantasy in the superheroics. And of course, some counterculturalism. You know, one of the defining hallmarks of Dieselpunk is the punk, in that, you know, we kind of push against contemporary culture. We're countercultural in that way. And in that way, Wonder Woman is countercultural to the era, in that, you know, it's a strong woman. So Eugene says, yeah, they were feminists. They had no use for men. Hey, Eugene, be careful of what you say, brother. We're live and we're on the professional page. Anyway, sometimes you gotta say that. I'm just saying. Love you, brother. Anyway, so if you haven't seen the trailer, it's posted here on the Facebook page. So go watch it, or you can see it on YouTube. It's really great. We're really looking forward to it. And I think it could become a new Dieselpunk classic. We haven't had a really true Dieselpunk film in a long time. And a lot of people are asking, why is it set during World War I? And I think it's really just to set it apart from Captain America, the First Avenger. He's talking about Amazon. I know what you're talking about, brother. I'm just saying. Down low. Anyway, speaking of Dieselpunk women, Peggy Carter as Captain America. Have you seen this? Marvel released about a month ago the Puzzle Quest game on mobile devices, iOS and Android devices. And there's a trailer. One of the characters is a playable Peggy Carter as Captain America. The whole game revolves around Captain America's 75th anniversary. And a lot of different people are Captain America, but the one that captured everybody's imagination was Peggy Carter, because they produced an old-style movie newsreel of Peggy Carter as Captain America. Steve Rogers has died. She's taken over the role, and they do it in a 40s newsreel style. And fantastic. People have lost their minds. I can't even tell you who the other characters are because nobody cares. And here's my question to Marvel TV. Why haven't you already done this? Why hasn't this been done? See, guys, this is why you needed a season 3. And here's what I hope happens. I hope that after this little break where they, you know, decided not to do a season 3, they're going to see the reaction. Maybe the writers will get inspired. The producers will get inspired. We're moving into the Korean War on the show. Peggy could pick up the shield and the mantle of Captain America going into the Korean War. That would be awesome for a season 3. Oh, and using that costume that they created for Puzzle Quest, with the combination of the Captain America First Avenger, you know, jumpsuit pads, the fatigues, and then the shirt and tie. Come on, guys, you gotta make this happen. If not Peggy Carter season 3, at least do an animated movie. Please, I'm begging you. And if you are watching the Diesel Power Podcast, if you are listening right now, give us a like on Facebook. Let us know that you agree that Peggy Carter, Captain America, needs to happen. Share this video. Share those posts. Write to Marvel. Let them know that you want to see it happen. So, hey, we were talking about Houdini earlier. And I've got my summer reading list sitting here in front of me. And I picked up this collection at River City Comic Expo. This is by Airship 27 Productions. And if you're watching on the live stream, you can see the cover. The Amazing Harry Houdini. It's a collection of short stories, fictionalized history about Harry Houdini, America's first superhero, by Jim Beard, James Palmer, I.A. Watson, and Roman Leary. This is the first edition. I hear there's a second edition coming. You can get it at airship27hanger.com. Airship27hanger.com. Pick it up. I just started it on the beach last week. So far, so good. I'm loving it. Also, speaking of Houdini in the Houdini Room and strong women, also on my reading list, I just got it, Mrs. Houdini by Victoria Kelly. And this is a story about Mrs. Houdini, Bess Houdini. Before escape artist Harry Houdini died, he vowed he would find a way to speak to his beloved wife, Bess, from beyond the grave using a coded message known only to the two of them. But when a widowed Bess begins seeing this code in seemingly impossible places, it becomes clear that Harry has an urgent message to convey. Unlocking the puzzle will set Bess on a course back through the pair's extraordinary romance, which swept them from the beaches of Coney Island to the palaces of Budapest and the backlots of Hollywood. When the mystery finally leads Bess to the doorstep of an enigmatic young photographer, she realizes that her husband's magic may have been more than just an illusion. Da, da, da. Yeah, it sounds like a chick book, but you know what? It's about Houdini and the Houdini family, and I can't wait to dive into it. By the way, I know they appear in reverse, Eugene. However, when I save this, it will flip it. You'll see. It'll be wild. Anyway, Mrs. Houdini, Victoria Kelly, I got it on half.com. If you don't know half.com, I got it on half.com for $2.97. Hardcover, brand new, half.com. Check it out. Amazing, amazing resource. All right, so that's on my summer reading list. Now, if you're like some of our listeners, some of our viewers, and you're not much of a reader and you prefer audio, then check out our sponsor, audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. Go to audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast, and you can choose an audiobook from Audible for free just for trying them out. It's on us. And you can get Mrs. Houdini. You can get any of the other Dieselpunk classic books, like Time to Kill by Adam Christopher. Or you can get my book, Tales from the Flipside, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. And I'd show it right now, except I'm sold out. I don't have any left until next week. But audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. You get a free book just for checking them out. Free audiobook. And it's yours to keep. Whether you remain a member or not, you keep it. And it's in a lossless format. So whether it's on your iPod, your phone, your Android device, on your computer, wherever, you can listen to it at your leisure. And you can download it over and over and over. And here's the cool thing. Audible has over 125,000 different titles to pick from. You get one for free. But if you remain a member, you get an audiobook every month. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And if you travel a lot, if you like to turn your car into a library when you're driving, audiobooks are the way to go. audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. All right. We got some Dieselpunk comics to talk about. You guys know I'm a comic book loving freakosaurus. It's one of my great passions. And Dieselpunk comics in particular, I really dig. some cool releases came out this week. And first we're going to talk about the trade paperbacks. Four Eyes, Hearts of Fire came out as a trade paperback, a four-issue collection. And it's a story about this boy. I want to say his name is Enrico. Enrico, growing up in Harlem, and it's 1930s Harlem. I want to say maybe 1938. And in 1938 Harlem, dragons are a real thing. And they fight dragons for fun and recreation. Kind of like dog fights, rooster fights. And here you can see one of the panels. Really great idea. Really great idea. And Enrico is raising this juvenile dragon who's blind, even though he has four eyes, and teaching him how to fight. And it's just a fantastic, fantastic book. And really touching story, kind of like a boy and his dog kind of story, but it's a dragon. And it's Depression-era New York. And look, or maybe Depression-era Chicago. New York, Chicago, it doesn't matter. Depression-era. 1930s. Contemporary in origin, aesthetics of the Diesel era, sci-fi and fantasy with dragons. It is everything Diesel punks love. And I want you to see this artwork. This artwork is just gorgeous work. It's painted, watercolor painted artwork, mostly in black and white and sepias. Just gorgeous, gorgeous work. And the artist's name on this is, I want to get it right, Max Fumara. And the writer is Joe Kelly. Yes, that Joe Kelly of Deadpool fame. Also out this week from Moonstone. Oh, and there's another trade paperback that came out this week. Joe Golem, Occult Detective from Dark Horse. Four-issue collection by Mike Mignola and the crew. And I've not read it yet. I got the first issue and read it. And Joe Golem is an occult detective. And he's taken the case to find a missing child that went missing in the middle of the flooded New York. New York is underwater in this story. And really cool title, but I've not read the whole series. I'm going to get the trade paperback, though, and read those four issues that came out this week. All right. From Moonstone, Domino Lady, Threesome. Written by my buddies, Nancy Holder, Bobby Nash. The art is Marco Santiago. And the artwork, again, is really gorgeous. Like Four Eyes, it's black and white, very noir. And this was issue number one of Domino Lady Threesome. Here's the only problem that I had with this. And I love Domino Lady. I love these pulp characters. In the story, I couldn't tell these three characters apart. They look alike, they talk alike, and they act alike. It was very difficult for me, but it's worth picking up to support this kind of work so we get more of it. All right. Also out last week, I found this by accident, just browsing the comic book shop, the Kronos Files, Time Trial, issue number one, and this is by Walker, Newfer, Padilla, and Summers. The writer is Risa Walker, and Heather Newfer, and the art is Augustine Padilla. And this is the story about a college-age girl named Chloe who comes from a family of time travelers, and rather than wanting to be a time traveler, she wants to leave home, go to college, become an illustrator, artist, and it's working out pretty well for her until she runs into a rival time traveler who is a rival of her father's and who has had a falling out with her father, and the adventure begins there. Set in 1931. So set during the diesel era, and it's got everything that a diesel punk would want. All right, this one surprised me. I was super surprised by this one. Because I didn't think it would be good. It's just, well, here, I'll tell you. Lone Ranger, Green Hornet, number one. Now, you guys might think that's an odd pairing, except when you understand that the Green Hornet was created to capitalize on the popularity of the Lone Ranger radio show. And so, to introduce the Green Hornet, he was introduced as the nephew or grandnephew of the Lone Ranger. John Reed, Uncle John Reed, is Britt Reed's uncle. So the Lone Ranger is Green Hornet's uncle. And this story takes place in 1936 it takes place. John Reed, the Lone Ranger, is an old man, long retired. And he spends his afternoons at Coney Island telling old tales about him and Tonto. And he is ultimately tasked with training Britt Reed to become the next generation hero, the Green Hornet. And, I was skeptical about this, not because I don't love the characters. I love the Green Hornet a lot. I have a ton of the comics and books, the dime novels, and I loved the Lone Ranger, and I even loved the most recent movie. Problem is, most of the Lone Ranger comics have left me kind of cold. It's one of those characters that, for me, it's had a hard time translating to the comic form. This issue, though, this book, totally changed my mind. And I was thrilled, interested. I love it. So go out to a local comic book shop, pick that up. Now, coming out this Wednesday, bum, bum, ba-dum, 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 Lobster Johnson, The Mechanical Monsters of Midtown by Mike Mignola, John Arcudi, Tonsi Zonjic, and Dave Stewart. This is the final issue, number 3 of 3. It'll be out this Wednesday. And as you guys know, Mike Mignola is a fan of the podcast. He likes the page and shared one of our posts about Lobster Johnson. I love this character. I love it. And guys, I really, really, really wish we would see more people cosplay as Lobster Johnson. He is such an awesome character. He's like, Batman meets the Rocketeer. Really cool stuff. And if there's a diesel punk comic out there, this is it. And we just lost our video feed for a minute. We're back. If there is a true diesel punk comic, Lobster Johnson is it. Go check it out. Also on shelves this week is Miss Fury, number 4. I don't know a whole lot about this title, except Miss Fury is a classic pulp hero that Dynamite has reinvented for a new audience, and that's out on shelves this Wednesday. Also out on shelves this Wednesday is The Twilight Zone and The Shadow, number 4. It's 4-4. It's the last issue. Issues 1, 2, and 3 have been great. I've actually got them sitting here on my stack of books. I still need to read issue number 3. But in issue number 4, Lamont Cranston is captured by the Nazis. And apparently it's got some pretty heavy ramifications. All right, one last one, And this one isn't so much diesel punk as much as it is inspired by the diesel era. And that is Future Quest number 3. And if you guys were fans of the Hanna-Barbera action-adventure cartoons in the 60s, Johnny Quest, the Herculoids, Space Ghost, Birdman, Mitor, Galaxy Trio, Teen Force, they're all teamed up. This is basically the Justice League or the Avengers of the Hanna-Barbera universe. I'm hoping we see Blue Falcon with Johnny Quest at the center. And as you guys know, Johnny Quest was based on the Diesel era serials. Race Bannon is very clearly an analog of Doc Savage. And so from that regards, it has a connection to diesel punk and the diesel era. Plus, it's just been a lot of fun. Different artists work on each issue. Doc Evan Shaner, one of my favorite artists, is working on this. And love it, love it, love it. Those are the diesel punk comics on shelves this Wednesday, the 27th. Miss Fury, Twilight Zone Shadow, Future Quest, and Lobster Johnson, Mechanical Monsters of Midtown. Have I told you, you need to get this book? And it's only on issue number 3, so you can go back and get 1 and 2 and have a complete collection. And while you're at it, go back and get the one-shot, The Forgotten Man. Speaking of comics, we want you to visit our sponsor, Comic Bento, at mycomicbento.com. What is Comic Bento, you ask? Well, Comic Bento delivers a bento box, a mystery box of comics, in your mailbox every month. It's like your birthday or Christmas every month, except it's comics. And it's not just comics. It's actually graphic novels, thick collections. This is one I got, Star Wars Agent of the Empire. Great, great series. It's got that, as you guys know, I think Star Wars is good diesel punk. And this is diesel punk spy adventure in space. And came as part of Comic Bento. You get 4 or 5 graphic novels, trade paperbacks, sometimes hardcover editions. I got this one. Oh, and I can't put my hands on it. The Fifth Beatle. It was a giant edition. $25. And their plans start at $13 and go up. $25 with, you know, for the subscription service plus shipping. And you get it every month. You don't know what's coming, but it's going to be good stuff. Last month, I got Kronos Commandos. I don't know what I did with that. Oh, it's on the Diesel Punk bookshelf. And just awesome, awesome stuff. So go check them out. They are a sponsor. And if you sign up, try them out. It helps us keep the lights on and pay for quality broadcast time. Go to mycomicbento.com. That's mycomicbento.com. That's our affiliate link. And that helps us out. Check them out, mycomicbento.com. Speaking of comics, I'll be attending Fandom Fest Louisville. I'll be doing Diesel Punk 101 on Saturday morning. I'll be doing an Avengers Assemble panel about the past, present, and future of the Avengers, Marvel's Avengers, the difference between comic book canon and film canon and why it matters. I'll be doing a podcasting roundtable, and Saturday night, 8 p.m., as Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca, laying down a smoking groove so cool it'll make you flip your lid with Tales from the Flip Side live. That's music and magic inspired by Tales from the Flip Side, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool, and the Bombshell Kittens. Can you dig that? I knew that you could. That's right, 8 o'clock, Saturday night, Fandom Fest, Louisville. Go to fandomfest.com. That's fandomfest.com. Get the full schedule. If you're not going to be attending the con and you just want to come see my show Saturday night, $5. $5 at the door. You, me. I'll get you in. So that's happening this weekend, Fandom Fest. But you want to do the whole show. It's a great time. And there are tons of panels, costume contests. I'm not hosting the contest, but I'll be there. I'm not doing a panel then. I might enter the contest as Big Daddy Cool. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, fandomfest.com. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show. Hope you guys have enjoyed this first ever live video. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you subscribe. Go to iTunes, post us a review. If you're watching live, go to iTunes or go to Stitcher, post a review. Reviews are the lifeblood of podcasters. We need your help. We need you to post a 5-star review and make it good. Make it a good review. The more reviews we get, the higher in the rankings we go. The more listeners we get, the more people become part of the Diesel Punk family. So help us out with that. You can also become a sponsor of the show. I mentioned this at the very beginning. You can click donate now on dieselpoweredpodcast.com. Or if you listen to us through our Podbean host at bdcentertainment.podbean.com, there's a button that says become a patron. And we have levels that you can contribute as little as $2 a month. But every month, you pledge to contribute $2. You can do $5. You can do $10. You can do, $20 more if you want. And we would love for you to do that. So dieselpoweredpodcast.com, bdcentertainment.podbean.com. Check it out. Become a sponsor. All right, guys and gals. Well, that's it for the show. If you like the show, tell 200-300 of your closest friends and family. Let us know. Send us an email at feedback@dieselpoweredpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook. If you're watching live right now, you probably already have, but go ahead and click like again. Click like, and then click share to share this video. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Diesel Podcast. And, as always, we would love to hear from you. Post a comment on Facebook or on Twitter. Send us an email. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what you don't like about the show. And, we want to interact with you, our fans. Well, that's it for this week. Hopefully the next podcast, Daisy and Larry will be back. I forgot one other cool news bit about the podcast. Also joining us on a regular basis is going to be Ken Sharkey Braden and his wife, Erin. You may remember Ken as one of the co-hosts of the Agent Carter Declassified Roundtable. And they'll be joining us on a regular basis as well. So we'll have me, Larry, and Daisy, Ken, and Erin, Eugene John, some interchangeable pieces and parts. So be on the lookout for that. The next time you hear the podcast, the whole gang will be all together once again. I promise. All right, that's it. So until the next time, guys, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.